Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real. Today's topic is about as crucial as oxygen managing our emotions without completely losing it. Because let's face it, life throws a lot of curveballs, right? From that annoying email chain at work to relationship drama, sometimes our emotions can feel like they're running wild and we're just trying to hang on for dear life. Ever felt like your feelings are hijacking the steering wheel? You know that feeling when you go from 0 to 60 in a matter of seconds, fueled by anger, frustration, or even joy overload? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Managing our emotions isn't about suppressing them, it's about becoming aware, understanding their triggers, and learning how to navigate those waves like a pro surfer. So, grab your metaphorical surfer, because we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of emotional management. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. Think of it like this. Emotions are like weather patterns, they exist, they fluctuate, and they can be pretty unpredictable. But by paying attention to your body, your thoughts, and your behaviors, you can start to see those emotional clouds gathering before they unleash a full-blown storm. Notice when your heart races, when you feel tension in your shoulders, or when that inner critic starts chirping away. Next, learn the language of emotions. We're not just talking about labeling them as happy, sad, angry, or scared. Dig deeper. Are you feeling disappointed? Frustrated? Anxious? Recognizing the nuances helps you understand what's really going on beneath the surface. Remember, those tiny details can make a world of difference in how you respond to situations. Third, embrace your inner coach, that voice that whispers wisdom and encourages you to stay grounded. When emotions start getting intense, pause for a moment. Take a few deep breaths, stretch your limbs, or even just step away from the situation for a minute. Just like an athlete needs time to strategize before the next play, give yourself a chance to reset and respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Now let's talk about boundaries, because honey, they are essential. Setting clear boundaries is like building a protective shield around your emotional well-being. It's about saying no to things that drain you, protecting your time and energy, and surrounding yourself with people who uplift and support you. And finally, remember this. You're human. You're allowed to feel all the feels, the good, the bad, and the in-between. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes those loops and drops are inevitable. The key is to learn from your emotional experiences, grow from them, and keep moving forward with grace and resilience. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're at work, and a colleague bombards you with a never-ending stream of emails demanding your immediate attention. Your frustration starts bubbling up, and that inner critic is like, here we go again. But instead of letting those emotions spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and remember your boundaries. You politely inform your colleague that you'll address their email requests within a reasonable time frame, allowing yourself to focus on your current tasks without getting overwhelmed. D? Now, let's recap the golden nuggets from today's episode. Self-awareness is key. Learning the language of emotions helps you navigate them better. Taking breaks and practicing mindfulness can keep you grounded. Setting boundaries protects your well-being, and remember, it's okay to feel all the feels. So, my beautiful listeners, go out there and practice these strategies. Remember, managing emotions isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about becoming emotionally intelligent humans who can ride those waves with confidence and grace. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are amazing resources available. And remember, you're never alone in this journey. Keep shining bright, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.